Degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The Tennessee Valley Authority may triple fossil infrastructure in the region by 2040. A new long-term plan to meet energy needs was approved last week by the TVA board, which currently has members all appointed by President Donald Trump. WPLN's Caroline Eggers says the plan reflects the president's goals.
By 2040, TVA is planning to grow its energy capacity by between 30 and 85% to meet new demand, driven primarily by data centers. TVA wants to rely on gas turbines. On the higher end, the plan could require building around 30 new gas plants. It also promises some nuclear, though that timeline seems uncertain, and some solar. Clifton Lowry, a TVA vice president, introduced the plan to the board.
I'm honored because this moment is the culmination of years of effort from TVA staff.
But that's not really true. TVA was supposed to publish a new plan in 2024, when Biden was in office. TVA delayed it by 1 year, eventually settling on a lot of gas and potentially a lot of solar. Then TVA completely replaced that plan this summer, tripling down on fossil fuels. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Five Tennessee school districts are being asked to turn over public records regarding their decisions to post the Ten Commandments. The request was made in letters sent by several civil rights groups. The American Civil Liberties Union of Tennessee, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation say they plan to scrutinize any district that moves forward with those policies. So far, their letters target schools in Blount, Rutherford, Washington, White, and Wilson counties. The law took effect this summer. It allows but does not mandate the display of the religious text. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.